saw Justin last spring. He just sent out his Christmas card electronically a week late. His girlfriend is amazing.
Is he Didn't he want to be like a cop
he,
or something?
He is a cop now.
He is a cop.
He works for LAPD.
Is he on LAPD now? Mm-hmm. I thought he was still doing the college thing.
Mm-hmm. LAPD.
Wow.
Yeah. Going from movies to cop.
Yeah. He totally, he was like, it's funny because when I tell like people that I want to be a cop, everybody from high school doesn't believe me. And everybody from college is like, oh my God, yeah, totally. I'm like, it's so different. But yeah, him and his girlfriend, I think they're going to get married
soon. My parents were commenting on the fact that both Justin and I wanted to do something with the arts. And mm-hmm. both of us have ended up in law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a weird transition.
Did Renan stop teaching?
No, she still teaches.
I heard something about her.
She does a lot of other things.
Mm. Did you hear that?
There was a little static.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not sure.
There's crazy popping beats somewhere in the building.
Right below us. Yeah. It's revenge. I walk around with no regard.
I mean, after our Christmas party, that's
it was fun.
How was that?
It was fun. I still need to chop up the audio, though. Hour of really bad carols.
It was amazing.
It was so much fun. We gotta do that again.
That was the 23rd.
Oh, yep. Okay.
We just gotta do it with any music next time.
Yeah.
No theme. Just sing whatever you want.
just a cappella it out by yourself. And I feel like Bennett would have done just as well.
I want to sing We Three Kings.
And then everyone joined in to save him.
Oh, that was just beautiful. I mean, that was my favorite one. As
kings are singing on me.
I was sitting there with the lyrics behind the board, trying to keep him, catch him up, and to no avail.
Wait, who's Bennett?
He's one of Emily's friends.
Oh, he's
crazy. Yeah, we met him through Emily.
Yeah, I think that's true.
We were all very drunk. Well, you guys were very drunk. I was sober.
It's my birthday. It stands to reason.
I would not have it any other way.
Are you mic checking this?
It's been recording. We actually haven't.
People were putting headphones on, so I feel like I should also put headphones on.
No. It's we'll do the whole message thing of all right, now it's refills and what have you, and then I'll lean to you and say, okay, 20 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of soft transitioning into mic check territory, I feel like.
It's getting a good half the drink in now to fuel.
My drink's gone, so you all gotta catch up.
I can't tell, because mine's... Oh, wait. Wait.
Yeah, hers is a Duff beer.
Mine's a beer.
Did you see that Peter put up a picture of him and his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
That was gutsy.
The,
What?
The holiday party.
Yeah. Peter's had this girlfriend that he won't talk about.
Right.
Really.
Peter...
Jurgensen.
He's like... My dad was like, Peter's kind of a dog now. Like, oh my God. So true. Peter has not been single since he left school.
Wow.
Yeah. This is
Same
Peter
person?
Jurgensen. Peter. Like my Peter. Ooh. Yeah.
What is that static?
I don't know.
Are you sure it's not the radiator?
That's not on.
That's not on.
It's not the radiator.
No, it's actual static.
Yeah, I hear it.
Is one of you just going?
Yeah. It's just
kidding. You know what? That might have been me. Put my phone too close to
the
microphone.
Oh, might be the phone. Going.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, if people haven't put their phones on silent yet, I'm going to check mine for. Yeah.
What if I put mine on vibrate and put it on the couch?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Because it's not touching anything.
Oh, that reminds me of that kid from Hey Arnold who always breathed through his nose.
Bam!
Heavy breathers.
Always got smacked.
Was somebody just making the signs alien noise? Was that you?
What?
No, no, we were talking about Hey Arnold.
No, but what was that? Somebody made a noise.
What noise?
Like,
well, that was me.
That was you.
That's the signs alien?
That's the signs alien noise.
What?
That's the noise they make.
Really?
That's
what
they
talk about. That's a lot of different
I have not
sounds.
Seen that.
Have you ever seen Signs?
I love that movie.
Okay,
I thought that was
like
just sounds that Curtis James made.
Among other people.
No, that's how the aliens talk. They go... They have like little poppy noises. Like bubbles.
Curtis James is an alien.
Oh, I knew it.
Just to clarify that.
So, since it's Bloody Mary night, do we want to do, like, first... Did we do first drinking experience yet?
Wow.
No. Yikes.
Just to criminalize ourselves, potentially? Well, most likely, I would imagine.
I've never heard these stories, I think, from... Because none of us drank in high school.
Yeah. No.
None of us.
No.
We were such good kids.
We were.
Our little cast parties. And
yeah.
Well, going home at midnight.
Coca-Cola.
Yep. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be down for that.
Why not?
Or at least a drinking story. How about that?
How about an early on
drinking
story?
Wait, I want to hear your first drinking story.
First drinking story.
You do.
I want to hear Adam's. I want to hear Adam's first drinking story for sure.
Your worst drinking story.
Now that you've tried to back out of it, you've committed yourself into it.
Okay. Well, how do I want to approach this?
Do you want to think about that and I'll throw mine in quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So one time I was super drunk.
Go ahead.
So I had moved into my dorm room in Green Bay freshman year, and I was helping move in. It was co-ed, not by floor, but by room. So it's like guys' room, girls' room, guys' room, girls' room, because we had our own bathrooms and such. Mm-hmm. And so I was helping the girls move in across from me, and then as I was helping them move in, I like didn't put one of the boxes on their bed far enough, so the box went down and this bottle of Jack came flying out. And they're like,
it was love at first sight.
Yeah, no, not Jack. It was Captain Morgan.
Oh,
it was Captain Morgan.
Good choice.
And so they said, oh man, hi, did the RA might be coming in, you know, like, moving in day. That's what happens. And so I was like, oh, okay, where do you want? It's like, oh, put some. And so then, like, time passed, and it came out, and that's all. And then later, everyone was just kind of doing that casual, like, we don't know anyone yet, so we'll all just hang out till we determine that, you know, you guys are assholes, and you guys smoke a lot of pot, even though, you know, you live right next to the RA, and, you know, you girls don't wear enough clothing, and things like that. And somehow it came up that I had never drank before, and so then it was, let's see how many shots Dan can do before he passes out.
Nice, I like this.
Test the Irish blood.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it was gross, so I did two and said no thank you, and I left.
Ah.
It wasn't exciting first drinking story, but it was forced upon me. It was like liquor rape.
So you took two shots of Captain Morgan?
Yeah.
I would not want to do that.
No, me neither.
Not at all.
Rum is so good, though.
But to shoot it?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh,
shoot it straight
on.
With no chaser because nobody had gone to the grocery store yet. So it's just like...
Actually, I usually need a chaser for whatever I take a shot of, but...
Jeff, are you up?
I have definitely taken pulls of different kinds of rums, but I don't know if I would go... I don't know if I would go straight up regular type Captain Morgan. Yeah. Jeff, what do you got?
My first drinking experience. Senior year of high school. Oh, I was the bad boy.
I think I know this story.
Maybe I told people, I don't know. Anyways, it was when I was with James.
Aw, he was so cute.
He
was cute to look at.
No.
Anyway,
I was with some of his friends at some party, and they had a bunch of Mike's Hard lemonades. And I was all like, they're drinking until I go to college kind of a thing. And they had me just take a sip, and it was the grossest thing ever.
Gut rot automatically.
Oh, Mike's Hard is not good.
It was not good. But, so that's the first time I've ever had, probably legitimately ever had alcohol. Otherwise, exciting story.
Yeah, do we want to do like first drinking story and then exciting story to back it up so it's not like... And then it was done.
And then I passed out one and then, shot.
Yeah.
People drew penises on my face.
That's yet to happen to me.
Oh, we did that to Justin once. The best. Pretty funny.
Speaking of being drunk, I've showed a couple people the Jerry Springer video we made.
No, God, why?
Yes.
And I had asked, like, were you guys drunk when you were doing it? I was like, we were sophomore year in high school. You're drunk on caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
For
caffeine and sugar.
For Christmas, I think my freshman or sophomore year in college, I asked Justin to put all of his videos on DVDs for me. So I have all Justin Bell.
I've got on DVD somewhere. Some of his stuff. The stuff like that we filmed, like the scripts that I made, he had deleted all that stuff, so I didn't get any of that footage. But
because I'm missing the World War One video where you were on a cot in the black box,
everyone
saw my boxers somewhere. When I rolled down the hill.
Somewhere I have that on a DVD.
It's probably all scratched out. Is that the one where we were like trampling through the woods and Peter had that really long monologue?
No, that was World War II.
Okay.
That's when we had the snowmen.
Yes! That was a good one.
And Justin jumped in the air and tackled one and almost kicked Marine Burns in the face.
Yes.
I just remember the smoke bomb not going off, and then it went off, and we had to inch closer.
Because that was, what's his name? Nick?
Allen.
Nick Allen. Yeah, he was the one who was just like lighting it, and then, nope, and then...
Yeah.
On school grounds, and we never got caught for that, which was impressive.
Minnetonka, more creative.
Yeah.
Are we still doing first drinking stories?
Yes, we. Tangents are fun.
Do you want my first drinking story? Or my first time I got drunk.
Maybe we should switch to that. No, but I don't know the first time I got drunk because you don't.
The first time I got drunk, I was trying to keep up with my roommate and I puked. So that was my first time getting drunk. Go ahead.
The first time I drank, I remembered. I forget this all the time, but I was in France, so it kind of doesn't count because it wasn't illegal there. But I thought I was really hot shit walking around with my like smearing off ice in like the bowling alley in Paris with like Kyler Queen. Lame. My first drinking story. That was the summer I was best friends with Katie Knudsen, and who I miss. And we were at her house having a sleepover after a show, I think. And I think that's and she had me drinking.
We need to get you closer to the mic. Closer.
Oh,
intimate.
I'm so loud. Okay. So, and she had me drinking Smirnoff sour apple out of a sippy cup.
Out of a sippy cup?
Yeah. It's not good. And then she taught me how to take shots. And we partied with these guys who I did not know. And then I later we decided we were going to go up to Anoka to hang out with my then sort of boyfriend. Oh, wait, no. That's Joseph. Never mind. That's a different summer. Anyways, my first time drinking, I was with Katie Knudsen, and I had drank sour apple vodka out of a sippy cup, and I would not recommend it, because then I threw it up along with pepperoni pizza rolls from Old Chicago. Not good coming up,
let me tell you.
Yep.
I can imagine having just taken a bite of my pepperoni stick. Well... First real time drinking. I mean, I suppose the first.
What's the story you didn't want to tell?
That would be the first actual getting drunk experience.
Ooh, tell that one.
But I will tell the first time that I count that I had a real drink was Guinness in a pub in Scotland.
Classy.
Yeah.
Nobody can beat that.
So yeah. That was pretty awesome, unless you're Scottish, so
yeah,
because you're already there. So, but freshman year of college, in my residence hall, it was co-ed by floor, so I was on B1E, which was also known as Death Row because of the number of guys who either had to leave, who were kicked out or dropped out. Basically, so
way to go, you.
Yeah, yep, stuck around.
You rose above the ranks.
Indeed,
life without parole.
Anarchy.
Yeah, and so then B2E was a girls' floor, and I knew a couple girls up there, so I just like wandered up there. I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And well, not like, "Hey, what's up?" because that's kind of douchey, but like, "Hey, what are you guys up to?" or whatever. And, you know, less douchey, more
Adam Erdman.
Yes. Style. Exactly. Yeah. And they were like, "Hey, we're taking shots of vodka from like a 2-liter handle of vodka." And it was like, it was the cheap stuff. It was like
Tarkov.
Yeah. Not even. It was
Everclear.
In Iowa, we have it. No, I don't think it was Hawkeye, but Hawkeye, avoid that at all costs. It wasn't Wolf. It was something vile. I'll just put it that way. And I probably had about two shots and I was over the moon. And yeah, it was kind of one of those moments where the silly music is playing in the background and you're like jumping around and dancing and running all over the place and wee, having a wonderful time and all that. So,
but not getting busted for it somehow.
Not getting busted for it somehow. Yeah. Ooh. It was impressive.
I would like to see Drunk Adam Erdman.
That was actually halfway through my freshman year of college. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's good times. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that's about all I got in terms of first getting drunk story.
I miss the times of getting drunk when you did not know what you were getting yourself into. And so you just drank until oblivion. Then you paid for it. But now I'm like, I've already had two drinks. I should probably stop. I feel really drunk.
Yeah. I think my tolerance has increased somewhat, but then I don't drink very often. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's probably meh about now. Yeah. So yeah.
Man, Jeff, you were the first one of us to drink ever.
Yeah.
Justin did.
What?
Justin drank when he was in Germany.
Oh.
That summer before senior year. But you were the first one of us to like branch out.
Yeah.
To try a Mike's out. Hard Lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Ballsy.
You might want to push your mic down a little bit.
But then move the pop filter up to make it less misleading for you. There you go.
Cool. I like it. Getting a little bit more of the
stuff and things.
Tenor range up there. So, yeah.
Tenor range?
Well, the high frequency stuff.
High tones?
Yeah.
Well, I understand what a tenor is. I just like your use of the term.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Good-ish.
Sounded pretty good. Yeah. I'll continue to make adjustments.
Okay.